Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After the dismal ending to the Red Sox season this week, there could be a major staff shakeup coming. According to several reports, Red Sox manager Terry Francona could be leaving. Why, and under what terms, is a bit cloudy. What is clear is that Francona is planning to meet with club management today to discuss his future. According to Fox Sports, the management might decide not to renew its options on Francona for 2012 and 2013. But according to the Chicago Sun-Times, Francona is the one asking out because he's fed up with the team. The decision was reportedly made before the Red Sox hit their September slide, losing the wild card Wednesday night after holding a 9-game lead at the beginning of the month. Yesterday, when Francona appeared at the Red Sox news conference, he spoke briefly about life in the clubhouse, and some observers said his remarks were rather cryptic.
Teams normally, as the season progresses, there's events that make you care about each other. And this club, it didn't always happen as much as I wanted it to.
Okay, for a closer look at what Francona had to say, and for the reports this morning that Francona might be out, we turn now to our baseball analyst, Glenn Stout. Glenn, good morning and thanks.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, first of all, what do you think Francona was saying there, that life in the clubhouse is just not pleasant for him right now?
Well, I think that's an understatement. I think he's kind of letting you know ahead of time where his thinking is and where he thinks the problems lie. And he's clearly saying the problems don't lie with himself. It lies with the makeup of the club. To an extent, that's pointing a finger up at the front office. So I think he's already letting us know that they don't really see eye to eye anymore, and he's probably prepared to go somewhere else.
So you think what he's saying there is that there are too many prima donnas on the team and it's hard to get them to function as a team?
Well, I think that's part of it. I mean, you know, when you bring in, you know, they are ball players. They're not calculators. And no matter how much money you spend and no matter how many statistics you put into the formula, they all have to mesh and work together. And that statement seems to indicate to me that perhaps some people were brought in that he wasn't in favor of simply because of their clubhouse presence and that he was probably overruled. And, you know, in that extent, you know, by sort of pointing the finger back up to the front office, they're letting each other know that there's a rift there.
So you think that there might then be credence to the Chicago Sun-Times report that Francona himself wants out?
Well, I think at this point that's probably pretty clear. I don't think he wants to be the scapegoat. He may have had feelings that he wasn't completely satisfied before. Now, if the Red Sox had gone through the playoffs and done well, you know, sometimes you can be in a dissatisfied situation and things go right and all of a sudden, hey, it's not so bad, I'll stick around. I think that might have been the situation Terry had, you know, going into September. There was some dissatisfaction, but had they done well, I think he probably would have stuck around and said, hey, this isn't so bad after all. Look, we came together at the end. I am the right guy for this team right now. I'll stick around. But that didn't happen, so you come to an opposite conclusion.
Fox Sports, as we said, is reporting that the management might not renew his options for Francona's options for 2012 and 2013. It strikes me that these two reports are not mutually exclusive. They both could be true.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just by not picking up the option, that's kind of a considerate way to allow him out, really. It's like, you're not being fired, but we're just saying it's time to go another direction. You know, and looking at it long term with the Red Sox, you know, they have had, you know, three straight bad starts the last three seasons that have fallen behind. They haven't made, you know, the playoffs for a couple of years now. They've been spending a lot of money, and yet they've fallen behind Tampa Bay with a payroll of just over $40 million, as opposed to their payroll of $160 million. Somebody has to pay the price for that. And the Red Sox, as an organization, they believe more in their overall plan, I think, than they do in the people that execute the plan. So in those terms, the people, to a degree, are fungible. They're going to stick to their plan and move forward. That's how John Henry operates his business, and that's how he's going to operate the Red Sox.
Quick take on what you think might be ahead for Francona if he leaves.
Well, I think if Terry wants another job in baseball, he can get another job in baseball. But you have to think that after the pressure cooker of being in Boston for, you know, the better part of a decade, if he might want to step back a bit. He's in a terrific position because I think he can go out and get another job even the year after next if he doesn't want to manage next year. But there are opportunities already out there. He might decide, hey, let's turn the page fast and just start off somewhere else. But he's in control of that, I think.
And what do you think the Red Sox do for, or where do they look for another skipper if Tito's out?
Well, I think, once again, they're going to stick with their plan. I'd be very, very surprised if they bring in somebody like a Bobby Valentine, a big personality guy that's going to dominate the organization. I think they're going to want someone who's going to follow the plan that the front office outlines. We're going to move this direction. Now, there's always going to be some input from a manager, but they're not going to let the manager run the show. That's not how baseball works these days, you know. And if I was the Red Sox, though, I'd kind of, you know, look back in their history a little bit and, you know, try to take some lessons from that, because if anything's happened over the last 48 hours, it's that it's demonstrated that the trends in Red Sox history for all time have not ended, that, you know, there's still this dynamic that sets up tremendous expectations, and on the other side of those tremendous expectations is sometimes tremendous devastation.
This could have been predicted, is what you're saying.
Well, you know, if you believe in the old Santayana statement that if you don't study history, you're doomed to repeat it, you know, the Red Sox avoided their history for much of the last decade and overcame it. But, you know, this is still the Red Sox, and, you know, they proved to us demonstrably in the last 48 hours that they are still the Red Sox.
Baseball analyst Glenn Stout, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Glenn Stout's new book, Fenway 1912, which looks at the first season of Fenway, is out next month.